This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that, boys.
We are live.
Woo! Boom. Welcome back, everyone. TVI podcast. Two vegan idiots.
Julian Dean.
Carl Donnelly.
Hi.
On the decks today, Vittorio Angeloni.
Nice to see you, folks.
Good to see you, mate.
Word up, bro.
I dressed in a manner that made me... That basically I'd forgotten there is cameras in the studio. After it's summer, isn't it? It is summer. And I've worn a salmon... Look at these. Salmon Reebok shorts. Right?
With a little Savaloy hanging out.
Yeah. Just got my willy out.
Salmon.
And I've got a Breakfast Club t-shirt, which is quite a cool t-shirt.
It's good.
I don't normally wear t-shirts with pictures on. I'm normally a plain or just a simple logo.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
That Bredda from Weird Science.
This is Anthony Michael Hall.
This guy who had a bit of a breakdown.
Judd Nelson.
Yeah. And the Gothic.
Ali Sheedy. Ah. That's the full Breakfast Club lineup of actors.
It's a wicked film at the time, man.
Wicked film now. I actually think, obviously it's slightly naff now when you watch it, but I don't think it's dated particularly bad. It's still a very good rites of passage.
The soundtrack's good, isn't it? The
soundtrack's excellent.
Not that I can remember one song.
I will say the most cringy scene is when they all smoke weed and they basically all go into their sort of own headspace and
fucking get
weird. It's a real, like, it's a film really made when, like, you know, you can tell the producers didn't know much about weed. Emilio Estevez just smashes a window and shit, and it's like...
Oh, no, Emilio Estevez does that, jock dancing.
Yeah.
In the hallway.
He's such an unlikely jock as well. He's about 5'2".
I know.
You know what I mean?
What are you trying to say?
I'm just...
well, he's too big, you mean?
He's too threatening. Anyway, welcome back to the
I'm not 5'2", by the way.
You're not 5'2", 3. 5'3 in heels.
5'7 people.
Was your birthday this week.
It's my birthday Sunday, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. The big 3'2".
Also the big 5'2".
Yeah, the big somewhere between 3'2" and 5'2".
I mean, nowhere near 5'2", just for the record.
Are you ever going to reveal your real age?
Yeah. To my mum.
I
don't even tell my mum.
What? Just one day you should just reveal it.
I will. Follow me on patreon.com/wearetvi.
you won't reveal it on there.
I'll put my birth certificate on there.
I'm not Barack Obama, mate.
Don't
believe you were born in this country, mate. I want to see it.
I weren't. I was born in Melbourne, mate.
Of course you were. Fucking hell. How have I forgotten that? You've only told me every episode.
We're going to get that printed on
mine. You've told me 159 times.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, I'll put it on there. Because where I don't say it, people think I'm like about fucking 50 years old.
Exactly. You've now created a lie so big that people just assume it's way worse than it is.
I might add 10 years and people say, oh, you look well.
That's the trick to it.
Yeah.
Say, I'm 50, man. And everyone's like, fuck, you look good for 15. Like, I know I do.
Said, I said I'd add 10 years, not 25.
But did you get anything nice for your birthday?
Oh, I had a lush time, yeah. I went down to the kids' house. I got a, a bit overwhelmed. I've been like emotional all week.
That's what happens when you hit 50.
God. Just going through puberty. I think it's the hormones.
Just going through the male menopause.
But yeah, like Ren did, she did like a, I don't know, she, her card was so lovely to me.
Right.
Like, brought me, yeah, a bit upset.
Yeah.
I'm not normally like, I'm not like that. It was just, I don't know, it was a weird week.
Yeah.
A few things of guanin.
It was Twyla's second birthday last week. And we got her presents, obviously. But we also got Hannah bought her a card. And in my head, initially, I was like...
When was Twyla's birthday?
On the 6th of June.
Oh, yeah.
So Hannah got her a birthday card. And in my head, originally, I was a bit like, why are you getting her a card, man? What, she can't read it? Like, you know, but it's such a weird dad thing to be like, what's the point? But then actually, it was quite a nice thing because... I know Hannah will keep all the cards so she can read them when she's older. So then it was weird having to write a message for her knowing she probably won't read it until she's 10 or something, you know what I mean?
She can read when she's 19.
She might never be able to read it. She might be dumb as shit.
If you homeschool her, she'll be able to read at 25. Sound it out.
I could read at the age of 3, right? I could read before school, fully read, like not like sort of the odd word. And... I don't know why, because my parents aren't readers, really. They read the newspaper and stuff, but I've never seen either of my parents touch a book in their life. Like, so I don't know how I learned to read.
Do you remember your first word?
What's the book?
I don't actually remember my first word.
Fucking I presume, nerd.
Yeah. I don't know. What was it? I wouldn't know. My mum or dad wouldn't even have noted it down. They weren't that sort of parents who kept information. They wouldn't know
Most
shit.
Most people's first word's like dada, in it? Because it's the easiest for the mouth.
Apparently so.
My name is Giraffe.
Dada, don't leave.
Yours was Giraffe?
Yeah.
Giraffe.
But you couldn't have said it clearly.
Raff.
Raff, yeah.
So it wasn't Giraffe then, it was Raff. Your first word was you vomited.
Raff.
Yeah. I don't want, you know, Twyla says like, she's got quite a good vocabulary, but there's certain words she says wrong that I don't ever want her to, I don't ever want her to get right. Do you know what I mean? They're so much cuter when they say it wrong.
Like Ren used to say banana instead of banana. And then one day I said, do you want a banana? She said, it's banana. Corrected me. I used to say copy helter instead of helicopter for like, I was about 26.
That's so wrong. That's too wrong.
Or effluent.
Effluent?
Yeah. Instead of
elephant. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't actually know what that one
instead
was.
Instead of dog. Yeah.
Yeah, she says lolly instead of yellow, which is just cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she'll say the colours, and instead of orange, she says aubergine.
I mean, she's...
Not far off.
Yeah.
She's only two. All the other ones, she says totally normally. But for some reason, them two, lolly and aubergine.
Well, they're two of the only two-syllable ones. Red, green, blue. Do you know what I mean?
That's correct. Fuck, I never thought about that.
Purple? She nailed purple?
She nails purple.
Turquoise.
Purple was one of the first colours she could say properly.
What?
She got that way before like some of the easier ones.
What was she calling purple?
No, that's the one she got right from the earliest. From the earliest, like she was saying purple. Obviously, she goes purple. She's got a weird accent.
Does she drink?
She's Eastern European, I tell you.
She grew up in Slovenia.
But anyway, so did you get any presents for your birthday?
Yeah, I got some nice stuff.
Yeah.
Ren gave me a little spa, like she did a face mask, a foot thing, so she was laying next to me and having it as well. It was nice, man.
That is nice.
Went down their house. It was nice, man.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Lovely. And when's your birthday, Vittorio?
It was recently, actually, 26th of May.
26th of May. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, that's a good age. That's, it's a nice, I like 26. Late 20s is quite a nice little... period, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Period of transition. That's what I like to think.
What am I transitioning into?
A
non-binary.
We're all bloody going to be lucky non-binary. Yeah. That's if people were to be believed. I got a call. I can probably talk about this. He's a mate. He's been on the podcast, but Josh Howie. Comedian, very funny comedian, Josh Howie, lovely
Josh
guy.
Josh Howie.
He's like a regular on this show on GB News.
Oh yeah.
Where they sit around and
Dixon
talk about the
does
news.
It. Leo Kirst.
Yes.
Headliners.
That's what it's called. And I've never watched it. I've seen people sharing clips of it. I've seen people digging it out on Twitter, essentially. But Josh called me up and was like, "Do you want to come on it?" And I sort of had to be like, "Mate, I don't think I'm the right person for it because I don't give a shit about any of the things you talk about." Yeah. It was quite a weird conversation. I've got no issue with GB News. I've got no issue with anyone that goes on that show. It's not. I've not got that thing of I'm not going on this bloody fascist TV show as some idiots think. Right? It's got none of that. It's literally that they're all every night they go through these sort of hot culture war topics. Yeah. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I'm not invested enough in it to even have an opinion. And it's not and often some people like would assume that you're shying away from it. No. And it's like, I'm not shying away. I genuinely just don't care.
I'd probably be too right wing for it, I think.
Yeah. You'd need your own spin off TV channel. Yeah,
yeah. For their patron.
Be like, do you remember when there was Hollyoaks and like Hollyoaks in the City at 11 p.m.? It'd be that GB News in the
late
city.
Night.
It's like these fucking woke GB News people.
All these cucks.
That woke Hitler bloke.
Yeah.
Stalin. Snowflake.
But yeah, so needless to say, I sort of said to him that it's probably not for me. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I want to go on it and discuss whatever the hot topic of the day is.
I did get asked like a while ago to like go on and do, I think it's like the read newspaper or something, but
you're like, I can't read.
I just like, I don't know, the same really. There's no point in going on it unless, if I was really into those subjects and stuff.
Yeah. I don't get me wrong, I'm up to speed on the news, but I find it like, I just don't want to, I genuinely find it hard. I think they like it when it's a bit of a hot debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Leo's really passionate about it. Dixon's into it. Josh is. They've all got their.
They've got opinions.
Perspectives. Simon Evans.
Yeah, so, whereas we ain't got opinions. We're just looking whatever happens.
I just try. I just find it all too a bit heavy in that. So like.
Yeah, same here.
It's a bit sincere or something.
Well, that's it. I think sometimes. Yeah, I think it's like. I suppose maybe, I don't know, I've never watched it. I might be prejudging it, and it might be a really funny thing when we're all sitting around having a right bit of a laugh. But I don't know, I feel like it's, you know, as a new, it's on a news channel, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to go on a, you know, when people go on Sky News and review the papers, I was like, what the fuck, I don't want to do either of those
things.
It's like
when comics go on like GMTV and sit there and do it about a serious matter.
Yeah.
Or Question Time when comedians are on Question Time.
I do not understand anyone that goes on Question Time. I think it's such a weird thing for a comedian to do. Because you can't be funny. Do you know what I mean? No. Like, no one's ever gone on it and been funny as a comedian. So what's the point? You know what I mean?
And if they try, it just comes across a bit weird. They try and get a bit in.
Yeah, I remember Russell
Brand tried.
When
they're talking about serious topics.
Yeah.
Like informative, like interesting opinions. And suddenly they're doing a bit from their Edinburgh show.
I know. It's all a bit cringy, isn't it? So like, I just don't think comedians should be getting involved in all these topics. Stay out of it. Do funny jokes. I did a new bit about crumpets the other night at Top Secret. That actually didn't work, so I won't be doing it again.
Workshopping it for Question Time.
But I thought it was funny. It's one of the things where, like, having just got back from Australia, you know, doing a solo show, and then, you know, I worked up that solo show in probably, like, you know, January, February, and then so I was on a different time frame to the Edinburgh time frame, right?
Yeah.
Whereas most people are working their show up, they do it in Edinburgh. I worked mine up and then did it in Melbourne. And so I'm already at that point that you get probably a couple of months after Edinburgh where you're sick and tired of every bit of material you've got that's in the show. So I just did the new material night at Top Secret the other night and just thought, I just need to write new material. So I went through a few ideas I'd had bubbling, and but then I just sort of went and thought, I'm going to write 10 minutes anew and just go and do it tonight, which I did. But some of the bits were so not ready. And a bit about crumpets.
Not even ready to be written down.
Yeah, the irony that the crumpet bit was not ready when I tried it is quite, you know what I mean? Crumpets are never ready when you first take them out of the toaster, innit? I didn't, but that basically like...
Is this the bit?
Well, the bit was about how crumpets are the only food...
It's not ready.
...that don't sort of tell you how long to cook them for. Like, they don't say... You know, most foods are like, cook for 4 minutes either side. Do this, do this. And like, crumpets are the only one that's basically like, just keep putting it down, man. It'll be ready sometime. So it sort of leaves it all on you. It sort of... I feel like it's too much pressure on cooking a crumpet on you to do the work, and you've always got to wait for it. You've always got to keep an eye on it. So it was the routine was about how crumpets expect too much of you. needless to say, it might have been a little bit
off. Don't build the show around that.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't.
40-minute dep about crumpets.
Absolutely. I was having a really good gig as well. I had a really couple of really funny bits, and then just tried the crumpet bit, and it just went a bit meh.
But I think nor does bread, though. Like toast.
But bread, like toasters are created for bread. So you put a bit of bread in and it's on the right, you know, once it's set, normally you just set it in that middle bit out of the dial. That is coming out toasty, right?
What other things?
And normally, and if you put it down again, it's because you think, I want it a bit more toasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Crumpets you put in and they come out and it's almost like, did you go somewhere else? You've not even been toasted a bit.
You know the numbers on a toaster where the dial is like 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
You know that's the minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was the heat for about 20
minutes. Oh, I thought until about 2 years ago it just meant how toasty it's going to get.
It's literally the minute.
I guess it does.
Huh?
I guess it does.
I suppose, but I thought it was like it was a numerical value of toastiness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's literally the amount of time in minutes.
I don't think it's very accurate. My toaster is set to 4 minutes. And I swear to God, I've never counted or timed it. Because that'd be fucking weird.
You've never done that?
I'm fucking onto you, man. Just every time I put it down, I act like I'm not paying attention. Right. I've got my stopwatch going.
Got an email address of the manufacturer's loaded in the drafts.
Fucking big toaster is just trying to lie to us all. But I'm convinced it's not 4 minutes. I'm convinced this. I reckon it's out by a minute. I reckon I put it on for 4 minutes. It's 3 minutes.
Out by a minute's quite a lot. It's 25%.
It's an old toaster. They must lose a bit of their pace.
You're getting angry. You're slow down. Running over, like giving it the light.
Come on. That'd be the worst if they overrun. You don't want a toaster overrunning, man. Shit. Underrun.
Like a shit comic.
15's fine. 15.
Just got
sticky feet. But anyway, what else has been going on? Did you my favourite thing of the week? Has anyone seen the video of that guy getting tumped out outside Box Park?
Julius Croydon? Francis.
Julius Francis. Have you
Man.
Seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
Can
yeah.
we get the video?
I can
up?
Get it up. Give me
it. It was a beautiful.
I got sent this.
It was just a pop up, a professional.
Such a simple
twice.
Little punch that a non boxer ain't knocking someone out with that
he's
punch.
From Woolwich near me. I used to see him around a lot. That
yeah,
Julius
he's stepping
Francis.
Backwards and he just bang.
I know.
Oh, it was beautiful because he kept out of range like a pro instinct boxer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just pop. That's that one move.
I've got my phone on the thing. I just realised it looks unprofessional, but we've got some questions from Patreon I need to read off there in a minute. Do ignore that on the video.
And you have to check Hinge.
Oh, here we go. Right, let's look at this on the... So basically, the guy is an absolute wally, isn't he?
Especially that white geezer.
Who's his mate, and he starts trying to threaten a little bouncer.
Oh,
a little...
Him.
Here we go. Can we make it big screen? It's quite a long video as well, isn't it?
Look at that white geezer trying getting the action on the little bouncer.
Yeah, 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 what? Definitely.
Like, he pushed him, then
so
the white
first
guy.
Off, yeah, yeah.
The white
yeah,
guy
yeah.
stood in front of him and said, "Don't touch me," but he ran over to him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such a coward move.
But this is it. You see that Julius Francis. He's
OP ain't waiting outside. But
this is where he steps around, doesn't he? He goes around the outside.
He's just cool, calm, and collected, man. He's fought Tyson.
I know.
Yeah.
This little do-rag motherfucker's gonna get outed.
It's a nice move. He waits outside. He's just like, look, it's going to get... Let everyone else... They're out now. He stands out. And then boom! Oh! Laters.
He's put on a lot of weight, Julius Francis, isn't he?
Well, I suppose when you're not training to be a professional boxer...
Adding
and
to
you're
that
57,
fucking,
it might... You
add
might
into that widowmaker power.
It is... And what a fucking cracks me up about it is they're all
he didn't
an
plan
analogy.
On one of his mates putting him in recovery position.
You actually hear one of them say it, put him in a recovery position. What a change of tone
his
that
tongue
is.
Out of his throat.
But it's that thing where like they're all giving it like all the shit and they're pushing bouncers and like apparently they were spitting on people and stuff inside. Yeah, and then the moment one of them gets knocked out, they're like, "What do you do that for, man? What do you do that for?"
It's such a pussy.
Unbelievable. But the funniest thing, did you see, I don't know if it's been changed yet, somebody amended Julius Francis's Wikipedia boxing record.
But it said TKO, but that was a KO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I don't know, check
that was a bedtime
check his Wikipedia. It's such a funny. It might have been changed now. If not, I think I might have retweeted it on Twitter. But it's so such a funny little.
Does it say blue do rag?
Yeah. Imagine being that guy, man. That video is currently on like 20 million views.
The thing is, that happens all the time, all over the country. I bet stuff like that. Like,
yeah, but normally it ain't filmed. That
I know,
guy got
with a
done
pro boxer.
20 million views. Imagine 20 million people watch you get tumped out in Croydon.
Man,
you ain't ever living that down.
Boxer.
And people, do you know what annoys me as well? Is some people have tried to come out and be like, I get, obviously, I get that violence is never the answer.
He
right?
did nothing wrong, though, I don't
But
think.
Some people were trying to say, like, he was unprofessional.
No.
And
no,
it was like,
no.
What are you talking? Even the manager of Boxpot came out and said, no, this guy, people hadn't seen what the guy was like and his mates were like inside. They were threatening people.
I mean,
they
were bad
punches.
Enough there from what I saw just
you know,
in that
they
footage.
Were physically violent towards other people. So he was like, you know. That was the final
just
moment.
Just put him to sleep.
Just put, yeah.
Just push the button, put a little, nice little duvet over him.
He was in a play.
Who, Julius Francis?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In 2012, Francis starred in the stage play Ring Envy, a modern version of Shakespeare's Othello in London.
Really? Where did it play?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
Should we read some reviews? let's not read them if they're bad and he finds out and comes and absolutely irons us out. He was a good boxer. He's one of them classic ones where like people who don't know anything about boxing think any boxer who isn't a world heavyweight sort of like you know champion is shit. And it's like to get even to like he was like British champion.
Even to get through that, like, even
wasn't
to
he
become
Commonwealth
pro.
Champion? Yeah, he was the jump from amateur to pro is so big.
Yeah,
like, and he was a long time pro. So like. He was wicked, but...
he fought Mike Tyson. It was a bit of a gimme fight to Tyson. I think it was the first fight out of prison, was it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. But that even just... fighting Mike Tyson must have been so scary.
I used to see him around Woolwich sometimes. Massive. He looked just looked massive. He looked a bit smaller in that video, just his height, but...
It's because it's on the television.
Oh, yeah.
directed by Darren Raymond, the London premiere continues through November. This is from 2012. Here's how production is built. Othello is a highly esteemed boxer at the Ring Youth Club at a gym owned by Frank. the championships are fast approaching, but when Othello chooses Michael Cassie over his ambitious blah, 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 blah. Intermission Youth Theatre. That's okay. 2012. I don't know why he was in a youth theatre production in 2012.
He works with a lot of like
he does
underprivileged
work. He does.
Kids
yes.
and stuff.
I think he's a good guy.
Seems like a good lad. Also funny that it was at Box Park.
I know.
There's something funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Croydon, that one, is it?
Yeah.
It looks...
Like what knobbly my knee looks on that
Croydon
camera.
Croydon, Wembley.
Dennis the Menace.
Oh, God. It's... I know. It's an ironically Box Park. But yeah, it is in... I've not been to that one, the Box Park in Croydon.
They're not just in Croydon.
They're right? everywhere. Didn't it start... The first one was Shoreditch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then they've spread around the country.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, they are what they are. The first one in Shoreditch was quite cool because it had nice little... vegan restaurants and it was all like it initially was more of a
I
eatery.
Bet Croydon's a yeah. slightly different
I think the
demographic
Croydon, yeah I think
it?
It's a bit more of a bar
been, a bit
I've
more fighty
Maury yeah. Styler runs gigs
he does
them.
Yes
they're tough
those guys that go around like trying to start trouble though like it's probably a bit of coke I mean why don't they just get into boxing or go to an MMA gym?
Or not
yeah.
act like that.
Yeah.
it's easier. There's easier ways to not act like that.
It's because that takes effort and discipline.
Yeah.
Like if you want to fight, you can. You can do it. You can. You can go and get in a ring.
Yeah.
Or like, you don't have to start. I mean, what? I don't know. It's fucking like retarded.
Or you'd say maybe they should just have a little look inside.
Sorry,
work
about,
out why,
sorry about saying
work out
retarded.
Why they want to fight.
It's retarded. Can I not say you're retarded?
I think that word's now out of circulation.
Oh, is it? I'm bringing it back.
Lizard.
I'm popping it back in.
Here we go. Mixing it back in like a DJ, mate.
Retarded.
No, I think it's long. I think it's been quite long out of commission.
Well, it was a medical diagnosis, wasn't it, for me? No, but I mean, it was a medical diagnosis, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, there's so much
loads of it.
Crazy. What,
do you remember the Spastic
stupid,
Society?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lizzo got in trouble this week.
I heard about this.
Who's Lizzo? Hurley.
She's the big lady who sings. No, but she's a sort of body positive.
Yeah, big lady.
Music artist.
Who's Lizzo?
She's quite a large, rotund singer, very talented, but she's all about sort of like you know. Be yourself. I don't know, man. Shit.
Be yourself, then eat her feelings.
I think she's into the whole sort of, you know, fat positivity. Get a bit, because she got some shit because she was exercising and losing weight from some body positive people were like, well, you're letting us down now. It's like, she just wants to get in a bit.
That's what happened to Adele. I'm like, fucking hell.
There's a TikTok that said exercise is inherently fat phobic.
Quality.
Oh my God.
That's the point of it. If it wasn't, it wouldn't be fucking working, would it?
It's so hard to be in shape and not be fat. And it's like, I don't know what month that.
So this is Lizzo here, but yeah, she released a new song. It had the word we're quoting it, so it's in context. But she used the word spaz
within the first 17 seconds of the
song. Wow, that's but apparently some people were saying it's not a sort of slur. I suppose is the right word in America, but that can't be right, can it? No. Surely it is. I don't know much about America.
It's an abbreviation of spastic, isn't it?
Spastic.
You got a spastic.
God. That's what it was here, but apparently in America some people were saying it's not that.
I can see how that's a bad word though.
And don't get me wrong, for here I think absolutely, but I don't know if it is different in America. Because, you know, there's some and again, we are entering choppy waters here.
I've definitely said a few slurs too many.
Do you know in Australia, there is English slurs that aren't slurs? So, this one is definitely not getting, I'm not saying it, but sort of the shorter version.
Right, I'll say it.
The shorter
very
version
clearly.
Of the word Pakistani. In Australia,
it doesn't have the weight behind it.
Well, it doesn't have the weight. It's never been a slur.
Right.
And in Australia, do you know, they abbreviate and shorten everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So there, that word, you'll hear cricket commentators say it when Australia are playing Pakistan. So there, but when obviously coming from here where it was a slur and is a slur, you hear it there and it's like,
it's jarring.
Guilty.
Yeah, it was funny.
It's quite a violent word, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here, because it came out of that sort of almost 80s. Racism. You know what I mean?
There was a funny bit in the Jubilee where the Royal Irish Guards were on.
Right.
And some guy was just like, the Mix are here.
Oh.
And then he explained the Mix, which is like a really...
A slur for Irish people.
Yeah, is it?
Really, yeah.
Never
bad.
Heard it.
I thought I'd be right up your street.
Thanks for teaching me it, though. I'll know what to shout from my car now. Try from the Irish parade.
St. Patrick's Day.
Know what to write on my hat.
Mickey Bartlett had a really funny bit about somebody called him a Paddy, and he was like, actually, it's Mick.
Is Paddy a... that's a nice thing, isn't it?
I'd say Paddy is still... Again, it's context, but some people, but I think it's Mick. I think he's got a bit more weight. So it's like, how are you, Mick? You know what I mean? Whereas, who said it though?
Some English commentator on the whatever the horses were doing.
Commentator. Imagine being a commentator on a Jubilee.
And then he explained because it's been used for ages, it's not offensive.
Right. That's not how it works. It's not been used for ages because it was offensive and got. sort of pushed out.
Well, it's become offensive because of the context they're used in.
Yeah. You can't
it?
Just roll it, bring it back. You can't bring the N-word back because people haven't said it for 10 years or whatever. Obviously some have, but it's not. Yeah.
He said all the soldiers in that regiment use it. And I'm like, they're all English?
Yeah, and also they're soldiers. Let's not take... I'm not going to take moral advice off a fucking bunch of people that are trained to kill.
Like, if no racists in history, like slave, were to use the N-word, it wouldn't be an offensive word, would it?
No.
Like, it would just be a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's because of the evilness behind people using it.
Yes.
So I guess that's the same with these other words.
Yeah. But what happened? Did she... Apparently she... Lizzo...
Like tranny.
She's changed.
You don't need to give up her examples.
Keep going, Julian.
You could have just left it at the end of that sentence.
But the word...
You'd said your point. No, I know what you mean.
But the word...
but then stuff gets reclaimed, like queer.
God.
Queer used to be quite...
Yeah.
Now it's been reclaimed.
It's a part of the LGBT.
But some members of the LGBTQ plus community don't...
What's plus mean?
All the other benders. I don't know. See, this is what happens when you did that. You make me do it.
Are you sure you don't want to go on TV news? just practicing, just running through some bits.
I'm sending them this tape. It's my audition. Go on it. Obviously, everyone knows that. That was
self-tape
playing.
Bender's is all right, isn't it?
I don't think it is. None of it's all right. But some people aren't happy with queer being reclaimed in the sense. I think there's a sort of some of the old guard. Yeah. Of the gay community aren't too keen on queer.
I always think
reclaimed.
Queen is a nice word. You know, like an old gay guy, like an old queen. I think it's a nice.
Yes. If they're into it, if they want to be called that, I think it's a nice description.
Yeah, Lizzo released a statement about what's funny is I used a harmful word in my new song, and the song's called Girls, spelled G-R-R-R-L-S.
It's funny having to release a statement about a song.
Girls. That's offensive to speech impediments.
The statement's a bit mad, so it's been brought to my attention that there is a harmful word in my new song, Girls.
She didn't even say it in an interview, a harmful. We've seen her song forever now.
Well, apparently she's, hasn't she retracted the song? It, and they're going to re-release it.
She can't take it out of people's ears? iPods. Because no one has iPods anymore.
I don't know, I suppose. Well, it depends. A lot of people use Spotify and stuff now, so it could be update on Spotify, surely.
Yeah.
So it says, let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had so many hurtful words used against me, so I overstand the power words can have, whether intentionally or, in my case, unintentionally.
Overstand?
Yeah.
What's that? Is that a new word?
I think she's just...
She's inventing words.
She more than understands.
Right.
Oh, that's a good way of...
Not into that. I mean, I like what she's saying up to this point. I get it. She's obviously realised that, oh, shit, I didn't even know
slightly
that was a bad
weakened,
word.
Slightly
weakened. It's a nice statement, but I don't like...
I don't mind that overstand. We're going a bit far, I suppose, isn't it? Understand is suffices, it does.
We get it.
I very much understand.
We get it. Yeah, the fact that you're retracting a song and re-recording it, it means you understand. We get it.
Overstand.
You'd think she'd know that. I mean, it's PR, isn't it? Maybe these things are done on purpose a little bit.
I don't know.
I mean, I might stick Spaz in my Edinburgh show.
God.
And I've got every other slur in it.
You already said loads on your podcast, so I don't think you have to worry about that.
There's a comedian from Belfast called William Thompson. He's got cerebral palsy, and his first solo show was called Mr. Boom Spastic.
Very good. It's a great pun.
She said, I'm proud to say there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change. This is the result of me listening and taking action. As an influential artist, I'm dedicated to being part of the change I've been waiting to see in the world. XOXO Lizzo.
Okay.
I was helping someone with material once. They were, I won't say who, but they're, what was that? It was
cerebral palsy.
Something along those lines. But they're, you know, physically in quite a bad way. And I'm helping them with a joke once, and I'm like going along, and I'm like having a laugh with them. But then
just to clarify, are you trying to be diplomatic has sometimes made it worse. Oh, it's very good. I know what you mean.
I don't know. Then I said, what about if you say this about the appearance? And I was like, maybe.
What did they say?
Just basically insulting them, helping them with their jokes.
The Lost Voice guy got odd. I saw him having a bit of a critique. Like some people, do you know Lost Voice guy?
Yeah.
He did a really funny tweet, and I think some people tried to like have a go at him, even though he's joking about his own disability.
Let him get on with it.
You know what I mean?
Owning it.
Let me just see.
He's been through enough without these fucking pussios, man.
What was it though? It was quite funny. Somebody was like basically accusing him of, I suppose, what's the word?
Being spasphobic.
No, that was not the word.
Ableist?
Being degrading and disrespectful
to himself.
He's an inspiration to other people who have got maybe a similar thing
It was during Soccer Aid. He said, slightly disappointed not to be called up for Soccer Aid given my dribbling skills.
Yeah,
very funny joke
Yeah.
You know, and somebody called Ian said, does nobody else find this degrading and disrespectful?
Oh, I really fuck do hope... off, Ian.
And let's see what Ian. I don't think Ian's got any?
Got any?
Mates.
Got any? He's got none of them. He's got none of these issues.
Anybody else this fine? Oh, you're a nice person, Ian. Yeah, wow. You're really looking after everyone.
I did. That guy William opened for me in Belfast at my preview a little while ago. And he forgot to announce the break after he did his set. So he just went, Evan William, thank you, and walked off. And everyone was like, what? And I was like, bro, you forgot to do the set. And then he went to like run back onto the stage, absolutely stacked it onto the stage, like really loud, absolutely fucking hammered on the stage, bounces back up and goes like, oh, we're going to be a 15-minute break and then Vittorio's going to come on. And I just went on after and I was like, you know the way sometimes...
What's that
like,
banging sound?
It's just downstairs in a second.
He's got really scared.
I went on.
The disabled community coming to get you.
Getting up the stairs slowly like zombies.
Oh, God, mate. Every time.
That's just because of Ian, though. Like, it just annoys me. Like, you feel like going back at it and like...
Yeah. I opened my show being like, you know, sometimes comedians are tough to follow. It's impossible to follow a disabled person falling over.
That's the funniest thing. Oh, dear. But anyway, how did we get onto that?
Lizzo.
So she's apologised. She's redoing the song.
Yeah.
And, there we go. Let it be that, I suppose. It's funny to say, it's like, it's, you know.
It's an advert. It's a plug for the song.
Yeah.
I would imagine that the listener numbers have gone up. Because of the controversy.
Yeah, I reckon. And also, I suppose the benefit is it would probably have had a massive first listen.
Yeah.
Then it kicks off. Now she's going to re-release it and it'll get an even bigger second listen. Yeah. So yeah.
I never would have listened to that song, but I have now.
Exactly.
You just cut out that word and have it on repeat.
My ringtone now. When Little Lost Boy rings.
There must be loads of songs like that. What? There must be some old songs that have got real problematic words in.
Do you remember that Black Eyed Peas song, Let's Get It Started?
Yeah.
Do you know that was the original title of that song?
Oh, what is it?
Let's Get Retarded?
No.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's get retarded.
That wasn't even 20 years ago. It's probably 15 years ago or something, is it?
Yeah. I googled this.
Oh. And what was the, I don't even, what the concept of that, doing that, what? Are they talking about getting like sort of drunk to the point of?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of disability.
That is problematic.
Oh yeah.
Really? Fucking hell. That is just not what I did not know that song was like that. And then what was the... Was there a backlash? Must have been pre...
She's doing cocaine while she's pregnant.
Oh, God. So what happened? Was there an outcry?
No, I think they just...
They just realised what they'd done.
I think they always had two versions because that wasn't allowed. It was like culturally okay at the time, but it wasn't allowed on the radio.
It's like you often hear like sort of American comics, even up until like, you know, a few years ago, were still chucking that word around quite... Casually, it still happens now. Does it?
Yeah.
I've not heard it. I said, except out of Julian's mouth 10 minutes ago, right out of a comedian for a good couple of years.
What was the name of that football manager that said that really controversial statement?
Ron Atkinson.
No, not him. The other guy.
Oh, I don't
he
know.
Said about disabled people must have done something bad.
Oh, Glenn Hoddle. Yeah. He's a Christian.
I mean, that is an insane thing to say.
Said that they must have been sinners in their previous life.
I mean, God.
Oh, my word. That is, that lost him his
Where did
job.
He even get that from?
I think he used to have like a Christian...
The fact book. Not really.
He used to have like a Christian
is he reading
guru
the diary?
Lady called, I've forgotten her name. But anyway, she was quite controversial, and she told him that.
Fucking hell. He's trying to motor, I don't know.
The Northern Ireland women's football manager got in trouble recently because he said something mad, like the problem with managing women's football is when they concede a goal, they get quite emotional, so they're likely to concede again.
Oh, my God. As if that doesn't happen with all football players.
Yeah, like men have got no emotion and robots. Yeah. They're crying all the time on the pitch.
Exactly. It's, you know, I will say, the women's game is starting to grow, gladly. But I do think there's still some opinions flying around. Like, you see it online when there's, like, a female linesperson.
Yeah.
And, like, you sort of people are like, what? How's she going to keep up with the game? So, what do you mean? What are we talking about?
Theatre referees.
I've seen chunky referees who can't even keep up, and they're professional referees. Do you know what I mean? I think that woman can run down the line.
Yeah, so this is direct quote from Kenny Shields, Northern Ireland women's football manager. Women are more emotional than men, so they take a goal going in not very well. How did you get that job?
Yeah, I know. Like, surely they should have vetted what his thoughts are on women playing football before they gave him that job. Fucking mad, man. Anyway. We should probably wrap this chunk up.
Yeah.
And go sort of basically new little process, or what is he saying? Format. We're still changing. We're going to be slowly changing the format over the next few weeks, but
got some plans.
Yeah. This was basically the end of the public episode. Some of it should have been on the Patreon episode. But and then basically now we're going to go on to Patreon. So it's sort of, you've had about 45 minutes
the
or so.
Public city lights. what was it?
TBI in the city.
Yeah.
And the next 45 minutes will be on Patreon.
Snowflakes.
Some questions. Snowflakes. What are you on about? Is that word still even used? I've not heard it in ages.
It's with me.
Is it still used? Yeah. I thought it had its day about 5 years ago.
No, people are still using it. I was home for a funeral recently, talking to my dad's family, all the extended family.
Calling them all snowflakes, drunk.
Crying at a funeral, you fucking snowflake.
Never seen a naked man snowflake.
Jordan Peterson basically tweeted that recently.
What?
About that big model.
He did that, which was mad. But
she wasn't even that big, but...
He tweeted yesterday saying, if you're at your dad's funeral, you should be the one that everybody relies on to not get emotional.
He's an idiot. I know it sounds weird, because he's an academic and all that, but I tried reading his book because somebody recommended it to me and I thought it was dog shit. But anytime I see any interview of him, he says something outrageously stupid as well as trying to sound really clever. And I know there's going to be people that know he's really clever and they've read more of him, and that's probably right. But taken out of context, a lot of his stuff makes him sound incredibly dumb.
Well, I read his book. I got a lot of benefit from his book. I used to like a lot of his stuff, but it seems like he's just completely gone off the
rails. That's the same with me, yeah. I think he goes a bit dark, too bleak.
He's leaning in.
It's all about the pain and this and that. And I'm like, well, there's also good things.
Well, he just always sounds miserable. And it's like, for somebody, I don't think somebody who's constantly sad and miserable should be telling other people how to live their life.
He talks about nutrition sometimes, and that ain't his expertise.
Doesn't he go on a meat diet and end up in a coma?
I know.
Fucking idiot.
so this is what he said.
I do respect him, though. I do think he's smart, but he should stay in his lane a little bit nutrition and stuff.
And I'd also be more weirded out if somebody wasn't crying at their dad's funeral.
It says, aim to be the person at your father's funeral that everyone in their grief and misery can rely on.
I think it's more stoicism he's talking about.
But you can be stoic. Stoics don't say don't cry. There's no part of stoicism where they ever said never cry. You're allowed to be in touch with your emotions.
Yeah,
it's about sort of just maintaining control as well, just your actual actions and your behavior. I don't think that thing about the sort of the plus size models, just bizarre. He keeps going on about it. It's like, she was, mate, we get it. You didn't fancy her.
I thought
she was absolutely tidy.
I mean, she was beautiful.
I thought she was fit, mate.
I get all that, I don't know. I think the point was not. I mean, he was trying to be a bit controversial, I think.
But this is it.
He was going to get traction in it.
Yeah.
But it was Sports Illustrated. Yeah. It's supposed to be athletes.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So that
she might have been like a shot putter or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I've now probably insulted her. But what I mean is, there are sports where you don't have a traditional slender frame.
Yeah. Well, a shot putter still likes muscle, isn't it?
She might have loads of muscle.
Although power lifters have to have a bit of fat on them and stuff.
Yeah. We don't know. I don't know what. I don't know who that lady was.
I also love the feminist take is to be like, I'd fuck her. Do you know what I mean? Like, how dare you say
that?
Look, I know. Like,
I'm a good feminist, guys. I would absolutely rail her.
Yeah. I would smash the life out of that ass.
For the cause, just for the cause, everyone.
Way to feminism.
Support women.
Back up on this, you little feminist bitch.
Why didn't we go to the Patreon bit?
Oh, yeah, Patreon.
We had to keep talking, didn't we?
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the public episode. If you want to listen to the rest of the episode, please tune into patreon.com/wearetvi.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Cheers.
Love you.
Right. That's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ron, it used to die of AIDS in an alleyway.